Amy Winehouse is a 23-year-old British singer-songwriter who takes much of her inspiration from American soul and R&B. Her American debut album, Back to Black, topped the British charts and hit the American charts at number 7. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
It's okay in the day. I'm staying busy. Tied up enough so I don't have to wonder where is he. Got so sick of crying. So just lately. When I catch myself, I do a 180.
Amy Winehouse is a pale little tattooed British woman trying her best to sound like the missing Ronette, the baby the Marvelettes never had, the kid who idolizes Marvin Gaye and Donny Hathaway as long-lost stateside uncles. Although she puts on a bold front of surly bravado, there's something needy in her lyrics and in her canny imitations of 60s Motown soul. This gives her music a much-needed vulnerability. Here's her variation on Ain't No Mountain High Enough. She calls it Tears Dry on Their Own.
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know and this regret I got accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we could snatch. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility. You don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand.
I don't mean to suggest by pointing out her direct influences that Amy Winehouse is nothing more than the sum of her idols. To hear her at her most swaggeringly self-confident, you have to listen to the best song on Back to Black, an exceedingly clever number called Rehab.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go.
Now that is a very astute song, half soul music revivalism, half novelty tune. What could be more ear-catching these days than a woman singing with casual vehemence over an irresistible melody that she's not going into rehab even though all of those close to her are urging her to do so? It immediately invites curiosity. Is the song autobiographical? Is it a put-on? More to the point as music, it's Phil Spector meets Shangri-La's production makes Rehab as addictive as the stuff she claims people want her to kick. She makes you want to hear more of it right away. This sort of sound is, I would think, a gas for American baby boomers, but are they enough to make Amy Winehouse a smash over here? A younger audience that can't tell the difference between the influences in Winehouse's vocals, not just Lauryn Hill and Macy Gray, but also Smokey Robinson, Sarah Vaughan, and a little Dinah Washington, probably doesn't feel much resonance here. That's why it's heartening that one of the best current hip-hop acts in America, Ghostface, liked Winehouse's song You Know I'm No Good so much that he re-recorded it with her. That collaboration may give her a little entree onto the radio, or at least some street cred among the kids. For the rest of us, we have to decide whether Amy Winehouse is just an apt pupil reciting well-learned lessons from her betters, or whether she's the real deal.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Back to Black by Amy Winehouse.